This week marks the 25th anniversary of what's known as the Tiananmen Square Massacre, when Chinese troops opened fire on protesters rallying for democratic reform. Since then, many leaders of the movement have fled the country. WNYC's Stephen Nesson recently met one of the top organizers who continues to fight for reform in China from his home in Flushing, Queens.
It's a regular Saturday night in Times Square. Costume characters, blaring billboards, the post-dinner crowd is milling around. But behind the red stairs at 47th Street, you can find a dozen or so Chinese protesters wearing blue hats with two characters, Min Ju, democracy.
Freedom, China!
Freedom, China!
Democracy, China!
Democracy, China!
Human rights, China!
While this week, the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square killings holds particular significance, this gathering has become a weekly ritual. Standing to the side in a black suit and tie, Wang Juntao springs to life to deliver the last speech of the night. He says, if we don't protest here, nobody will know about the Chinese Communist Party's corruption. As long as there's one Chinese citizen jailed for speaking out, we won't stop protesting. Wang Juntao was one of the leading student organizers in China in 1989. Now, he holds court on the streets of Flushing, Queens. Ask Wang what he does for a living, he'll say,
professional revolutionary, we don't have a regular taste. We don't have a regular schedule. We don't have a regular daily life.
At an office in Queens, Wang remembers growing up during the Cultural Revolution, believing democracy was the enemy. But his views shifted. As a teen, he was jailed for protesting against the Communist Party. Later, he published articles critical of the government. By the late 80s, the democracy movement was gaining momentum, and Wang was at the forefront. But he sensed things were getting out of control.
I told my colleagues, by end of May, if we couldn't reach agreement, a peaceful agreement, government will shoot at. But nobody believed me.
The noise of gunfire rose from all over the center of Peking.
But it was too late.
On the streets leading down to the main road to Tiananmen Square, furious people stared in disbelief at the glow in the sky, listening to the sound of shots.
Wang was at a hotel nearby and raced to the square.
And I saw a dead body lying in the middle of the road. It's the first time I saw the people, the open eye looking at the heaven. And then I realized it's a very important date appeared in Chinese political history, and it's a terrible date.
The government put out a list of so-called black hands or masterminds of the movement. Wang was at the top of the list. He was eventually captured trying to escape to Hong Kong. He spent 4.5 years in prison. Then, as part of trade talks, the U.S. negotiated for his release, and Wang was put on a plane and sent to New York.
If you put some people in exile in New York, for Chinese, it's a big prize, not like a punishment. It's like a dream.
He went on to Harvard, Columbia, collecting master's and doctorate degrees, all the while trying to figure out how to rekindle the democracy movement. Now, Wang occupies the first floor of a building in Flushing, the headquarters of his Democratic Party of China. With folding chairs, two giant posters made up of dissidents' faces, and a styrofoam Statue of Liberty, it looks like a low-budget campaign headquarters.
I'm trying to establish an opposition party, so-called the Democratic Party of China. Flushing is my political gym. I'm training my muscle.
Back in Times Square, two young Chinese tourists wander over. They'd never heard of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Wang calmly explains and pushes his message. The girls snap some photos. The next day, they're headed back to Beijing. It's this kind of encounter Wang looks forward to.
Here, they can change their mind to become a real Democrat. And in the future, when they return to China, they can push some action in China.
For Wang, the struggle never ends. Today, he'll attempt to shut down the Chinese consulate in New York. A reminder that voices of 25 years ago are still pushing for change. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.